report highlights the rail line's projected economic impact to the area: more jobs, more real estate development, and a rise in property values. The two-year analysis on the so-called Capital Corridor evaluated extending rail all the way through Concord, but found that option the most costly. The Manchester Regional Rail alternative would have a lower price tag of $245.6 million for the state. Michael Isbicki chairs the New Hampshire Rail Transit Authority. He says federal grants and infrastructure from the MBTA could reduce the state's burden in half.
The Manchester Regional Commuter Rail alternative would draw an average of 668,000 weekday riders a year. Real estate development would add approximately $750 million to the state's output between years 2021 and 2030, with reinvestment earnings adding $220 million per year beyond 2030.
The governor, Nashua's mayor, and other boosters were on hand for the report's unveiling. But many in New Hampshire, particularly those outside the Capital Corridor, say the study paints too rosy a picture of expected revenues. The Rail Transit Authority needs another $4 million for the next phase of engineering project development. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.